All right, let's go on to this other case from Dr. Mark Hutchins of Lincoln, Nebraska. This is a tough case of a young patient.
This is a 33-year-old who presented with ER-positive, HER2-driven metastatic breast cancer with mets to the bone primarily, who gets systemic docetaxel, trastuzumab, and pertuzumab, and after several cycles has a really robust response and goes on to have local regional therapy, and then gets switched to just trastuzumab, pertuzumab, ovarian suppression, and letrozole. And she's now a couple years out, 2 years out. She's been going back and forth to the office to get her anti-HER2 therapy. And the question is do you need to continue both anti-HER2 blockers, i.e. pertuzumab, trastuzumab? She's had some diarrhea. Do you drop out the pertuzumab at any point in time? And then the other question, which is quite interesting, and I think that he's really thinking about how to improve the patient's quality of life, is could you switch out pertuzumab, trastuzumab for oral neratinib? So, you know, I'm a stickler in that in the absence of toxicity, the CLEOPATRA study, which was the registration study for pertuzumab, continued the pertuzumab and the trastuzumab. And this is where we derive this 15.8-month improvement in overall survival. When survival times are that long, it makes sense to me. The benefit is so long, and the patient's been on the double HER2 therapy for over 2 years. I would recommend that you continue both of them in the absence of toxicity. It's very, very rare, at least in my experience, to get diarrhea 2 years into this. So we work very hard early on to figure out what works for the patient. Is it an AM dose of preventative antidiarrheal? Is it a change in diet? Usually by 6 months, the patient's sorted it out. And in particular, it's important to sort it out after the chemotherapy is done. I have found that patients who have really bad diarrhea on the taxane, pertuzumab, trastuzumab, once the chemotherapy stopped, if we did have to stop the pertuzumab, you got to remember to restart it, because my perception is it's harder to manage while they're receiving chemotherapy. Once the chemotherapy's done, usually we can figure out a way to manage the pertuzumab diarrhea. And so it's very, very rare to see it develop this far out, like at 2 years. So the answer to this question is really, I would strongly recommend continuing the pertuzumab and trastuzumab. That's how the studies were conducted. Although it's very tempting to think about, oh, let's get rid of the IV therapy and switch to an oral HER2 blocker like neratinib, the data is just not there for it in this setting of metastatic disease. And I know it sounds kind of boring, but if the problem is fixed and the treatment is working, I wouldn't go tweaking it. And we don't do that for any other medical condition. We don't say like, oh, your sugar is perfectly controlled and your A1C is 6, so let's switch you to a different form of insulin. Or, oh, your blood pressure is perfectly controlled and you're doing great, let's switch you to a different antihypertensive. And in this case, I'd recommend just continuing what's working so well.